Trail of Tears by
Sage,
Ina,
Bowen,
Lucas,
and Solomon.
In the beginning of the 1830s, Andrew Jackson enforced the Indian Removal Act. This allowed Jackson to forcefully evict all the Indian tribes living east of the Mississippi River. Five Indian nations were directly affected. Of the five tribes, the Cherokee Indians decided to take this matter to court, but the case was overruled. We now follow Cherokee Indians, John Ross, Ahoyka, and the rest of the tribe through this devastating landmark in history.
Cherokee Indians, this is an order from your President Andrew Jackson. You are hereby ordered to abandon your properties, cross the Mississippi River, and settle in new lands west of here. You are to leave immediately at sunrise.
Sir, why must this become of us? We have pardoned civilization our whole existence, and yet we get treated this way?
No further questions, please. Be ready by morning. We will be waiting to escort you from this property.
My people deserve more than this foolishness. I have further questions, and I will not let this stand without a fight.
We will talk about this over a court, then. Come with me and leave your people here. We have much to discuss.
The Indian Removal Act was brought back to court for reconsideration. A man named John Marshall spoke hastily to this act and declared a revote. Sadly, Andrew Jackson overruled this proposal and brought the act back to existence.
Cherokee Indians, please leave this land. Leave by the dawn of tomorrow morning or face certain death sentences. Me and my army will be waiting at the mouth of the east side of the Mississippi River, waiting to see you off.
No! He can't do this!
Me and my people will not stand to this, President Jackson. We deserve a brighter future for all. This place is dear to us. Please reconsider one more time.
Don't try to negotiate this situation anymore. Now you will have the grant of unsettled lands west of the Mississippi River. And now I own your lands with existing state borders. I must be going now, and so should you.
The Cherokee Indians started their way on the Trail of Tears. During this time period, 4,000 of the 16,000 Cherokee Indians died, and all of the Indians were suffering from either heartbreak, starvation, dehydration, or injuries. The Trail of Tears voyage from the east side to the west side and beyond from the Mississippi River was coming to a close.
My feet are aching, my hands are trembling, and my heart is sick from burden. Food is dwindling, and our Cherokee people are vanishing. If it wasn't for these ungrateful white men declaring to settle on our land with state borders, none of this tragedy would have taken place.
At the end of the journey, the Cherokee Indians settled in the Qualla boundary in western North Carolina. 4,000 Cherokees, including Ahoyka, died on the tragic journey of the Trail of Tears. John Ross, as the principal chief of the Cherokee tribe, survived and led the tribe to greater measures than the Trail of Tears.